Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the program, we heard a kind of noisy lo-fi duo out of Montreal, and they're known as Ton Starts Bandit, and that was a track called Welsh Super, taking off the brand new Midnight Cobra's 7-inch, and that features two tracks that came out on their 2009 album called And When, and it features another unheard track, so definitely pick up that 7-inch. If you want to check out some more info, they're called Ton Starts Bandit. It's really hard to spell, but it's a, I don't know, just do some Googling and you can find it. Like I said, they're based out of Montreal, and they're also sort of based out of New York. They do a bit of practicing there, I do believe. And last year, they were trying to do a tour up in Eastern Canada all the way up to, I think, even here in Vancouver. But unfortunately, they had some troubles at the border, and they had some visa problems, and they couldn't finish their tour, so... definitely make sure you have your documentation if you're about to start a tour. You're listening to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air for the next hour or so. If you want to hear anything, give me a call at 822-2487, and make sure to check out the show's website, canadapostrock.ca, and don't forget CITR.ca. I got a pretty awesome mix coming up this evening, and it's kind of a post-Record Store Day show. I got a lot of vinyl coming up later on, but starting off the program, we're going to hear some really important, really cool CDs that just came out. So you're going to hear something from an artist that's playing here in Vancouver. On Thursday, Hoshka is going to be playing, and he's a composer out of, I think, Sweden, I do believe. Anyways, he's got a new album called Foreign Landscapes, and he's a piano player, piano composer, and he uses what's called prepared piano, in which he takes like physical objects and puts them within the piano, and it affects the sound, creates a really chaotic and very unique sound each time. You're going to hear a track called Mount Hood from Hoshka, and this came out on the Fat Cat record label. After that, you're going to hear some more stuff from Fat Cat Records and the Montreal artist called Ensemble. So hope you enjoy the set right here on Canada Post Rock Radio. This is something from Hoshka. Oh yeah, once again, he's playing at the Media Club this Thursday. So check out the show, pick up tickets, and definitely pick up the album. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. This is Hoshka right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You tune in CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard in that previous set was a couple artists featured on the Fat Cat record label, and one of which is going to be playing here in Vancouver. What you just heard most recently was an artist named Ensemble. They're based out of Montreal, and their debut album out on Fat Cat is called Excerpts. You heard the closing track called Before Night, some really beautiful nighttime music, and has some really nice female vocals on that track. And prior to that, you heard something from an artist named Hauschka, who's going to be playing here at the Media Club on Thursday. You heard a track off his album called Foreign Landscapes, and you heard a track called Mount Hood, a track that really shows the prepared piano work that he did on this album. And you can check out some more info at myspace.com/Hauschka or the Fat Cat website, which is fatcat-usa.com. So, like I said, you tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and going to be on air for about, 35 minutes or so. And we got a pretty good set of music coming up. And right now you're going to hear something from a really interesting compilation called The Electric Voice, which is a compilation of from a Montreal label featuring tons of all kinds of like noise and punk and drone-type music from across Canada. And the first of which that you're going to hear is a interesting artist named Dion. That's D... apostrophe E-O-N, and you can hear a track called Incandescent. And then after that, you can hear something from an artist named Torso, which is based out of Montreal as well. And they're two kind of drone noise-oriented tracks. And you can check out some more info at torso.bandcamp.com. And I'll try to find Dion's MySpace for the next talking period. But for now, just check out these two tracks. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a couple tracks from the Electric Voice compilation.
Fresh Media presents Remixology 5, Digital Democracy. Wednesday, April 27th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Waldorf, 1489 East Hastings Street. Inquiring minds need to discuss. Connecting and collaborating matters. Vancouver needs a launchpad for media innovation, and this is your opportunity to be a part of it. Remixology 5 will feature a panel of media professionals who will give presentations and lead an interactive question and answer session. The evening will also feature mingling, music, and a cash bar. Tickets are now available. Don't delay. The last Remixology sold out in advance. To secure your spot, go online to remixology5.eventbrite.com. To learn more, search for Fresh Media on Facebook.
And that was a band called Torso, featured on the Electric Voice compilation. And that name of that track was called, it's kind of a weird one. It is called Nida Aga Sultan. And you can check out some more info at torso.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from another Montreal artist named Dion. That was a track called Incandescent. And both of these are featured on the Electric Voice compilation that we just put out on the Electric Voice label based out of Montreal. Check out some more info at myspace.com/electricvoice. But instead of a C, they put three Ks and you should be able to find it. So we're going to keep on with some more noise music out of Montreal and on Canada Post Rock. And you're going to hear something from the latest AIDS Wolf album. It's called March to the Sea, and you get a track called Wet Winds, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But this just came out on the Skin Graft label this past fall, so check out some more info on them if you like this track. Anyways, AIDSWolf.net is their website, and right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is AIDS Wolf and a track called Wet Winds. Some pretty interesting stuff from AIDS Wolf, and that was a track called Wet Winds, taken from the March to the Sea album that just came out on Skin Graft Records. So in this next set, you're going to hear an artist that's featured on the a label that's associated with Skin Graft. It's called Ugg Explode, and it's a branch label of Skin Graft Records, and the guy named Weasel Walter is one of the main guys behind this label. And you're going to hear a couple bands that were featured the music of Weasel Walter. You're going to hear the new release It's from Henry Kaiser, Charles K. Noyes, and Weasel Walter. And they have a new album called Ninja Star Danger Rock. And it's some crazy high-energy free jazz and noise skronk type stuff. You're going to hear a track called The Age of Assassins. And Weasel Walter is one of the main guys behind a group called the Flying Luttenbachers. And he's the drummer behind that group. And on this album that you're about to hear, he actually plays bass, which is pretty interesting. He has some other guy named Charles K. Noyes doing drums. So yeah, you're going to hear this one track called Age of Assassins. And then after that, you're going to hear something from the Flying Luttenbachers, a track off a 2007 album called Incarceration by Abstraction. And you're going to hear a track called Triplex. It's a crazy intense and very abrasive free jazz track. And this album was actually, the music was actually created for Ed Rodriguez and Mick Barr. Mick Barr is the guy behind Orth Realm. But they wanted to collaborate with him on this album, but Mick Barr and Ed Rodriguez were just too busy. So they just wrote a bunch of music and I guess dedicated it to him. It's very strange. Anyways, if you really like this stuff, check out some more stuff on the UGG Explode label. It's uggexplode.com. And yeah, so hope you enjoy the set. This is a couple tracks featuring the crazy drumming and out there music of Weasel Walter. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called The Age of Assassins. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And you're back. We're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a pretty intense set featuring the music of Weasel Walter. What you just heard was something from the Flying Luttenbachers, a band that he's the drummer for. And you heard a track called Triplex, and that's taken from the 2007 album called Incarceration by Abstraction. And before that, you heard the latest, an album called Ninja Star Danger Rock, featuring Weasel Walter on bass. And that's a trio of artists, first of which is Henry Kaiser, Charles K. Noyes, and Weasel Walter. And this just came out on UGG Explode Records. Check out some more info at UGExplode.com. That's just UGExplode.com. Like I said, you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and the show is... I got about 15-20 minutes left, and like I said, I'm going to try to focus on a lot of stuff I picked up on Record Store Day. Hopefully everyone at least got a chance to check out at least one store. I was only able to check out one. I was able to go down to Zugaloo, but I picked up a ton of good stuff, so pretty stoked on what I was able to pick up. So you're going to hear something from the Skull Defects. I picked up their vinyl at Zugaloo this past weekend, and it's an album called The Drone Drug, and it's really an aptly named title. These guys make some killer hypnotic drone music, and they're a group out of Sweden. From The Drone Drug, you can hear a track, kind of a longer repetitive track. Let me see, it's called Skull Addict, and it's just repetitive and just very hypnotic, and I hope you enjoy it. After that, you can hear something from Cold Cave, something from the Cold Cave Purient split that came out about a year or so ago on Hospital Records, and it was one of the other gems that I picked up on Record Store Day. So you're going to hear these two tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is a track from The Skull Defects.